Hey guys, man, here we are wrapping it up today. Wrapping it up. Good singing. Have a seat. Go ahead. And while you're sitting down and while you're getting adjusted, let me go ahead and play the theme music for our final superhero right now. Here he comes. You know him well. Maybe the most popular superhero among teens. It's a debate over Tobey Maguire or Tom Holland. That is a debate. Who your favorite actor is for The Amazing Spider-Man. That's who we're going to be talking about today. So here we go. Let's jump in. A great quote here from one of the Spider-Man comics. This was Peter Parker said, "With my spider strength, speed, and agility, nothing could have stopped me from landing any sports scholarship." So, yes, he's excited about landing a sports scholarship. Peter Parker. Let's talk about Peter Parker for just a few minutes. Peter Parker, so you're probably very familiar with him, like I said a moment ago. Very, very, very well-known, very well-loved superhero among teens. Peter Parker, his parents were killed when he was a kid. And so, you know, he lives with his aunt and his uncle. He is himself a fairly shy character, pretty awkward, afraid of girls, in fact, very afraid, likes girls, but he's afraid of them. He's geeky, right? I mean, he's a science and photography guy. And so most of the time in high school, those don't tend to be incredibly popular, but that's Peter Parker. He is bitten by a radioactive spider, and his DNA is altered by the spider bite. And now Peter Parker becomes a new creature who is part human and part spider. He's this new creature with altered DNA that's part human and part spider. You know, one of the key characteristics of Peter Parker is that he is this conflicted, emotional character that doesn't quite know who he is. He doesn't quite know what he's supposed to be doing. And he's not sure who to identify with. His friends end up becoming bad guys. And he ends up fighting against his friends over and over again, or these people that he really admires, like Dr. Octopus, or the Green Goblin. Or he just constantly is conflicted, and he's a very confused character. Because he is this blended half human, half spider character, he is very confused. Now, what has this got to do with Jesus? Jesus was not bitten by an animal, so what's this got to do with Jesus? Well, let me take you back a long ways into the history of the church. A long time ago, there was this dude named Eutyches, and I've got a picture of him right here. Eutyches, and Eutyches was asking the question, like a lot of Christians were early on in church history. Eutyches was going, how can Jesus be God and man? How can he be both? How can he be God and man? I'm confused. Let's think about it. So he thought, and he meditated, worked it out a little bit in his office. And he came out one day and said, "Eureka, I know. He has a blend, Jesus is a blended new creature. He's 50% God and 50% human. You take half of God and half of humans, you glue it together, and that's who he is. Jesus is this blended new creature. That's Jesus." Now, I call this the Spider-Man view of Jesus because, remember, Spider-Man, he's not a spider and a man. He's not a man pretending to be a spider or a spider pretending to be a man. Spider-Man is not his alter ego. It is what he is. Peter Parker is a spidery man-y. He is a Spider-Man, a man-spider. That's what he is. It's not an alter ego. It's not who he pretends to be. It's who he actually is in his person. The Spider-Man view is that Peter Parker is is this spidery man, and it's that Jesus is this gaudy manny. He's this 50-50 blended new mutant creature. You think, all right, Dave, what's the problem with this view? What's the problem with that? You're thinking, I'm having a hard time seeing what's wrong with that. That's kind of what I thought. So here's it. Check out this image. I made up this GIF myself. This dot represents the God nature of Jesus. This triangle represents the human nature of Jesus. And what Eutyches was basically saying is that you kind of get half a God and you get half of a human. You mix it together and you've got this half of a circle, half of a triangle, mutated new hybrid image. And that's Jesus. Okay, he's this hybrid mutant 50-50. He loses some of his godness, loses some of his humanness. And the result is that he doesn't really identify with either God or man. Like Peter Parker, remember the Spider-Man? Peter Parker is this character he doesn't know who to identify with because he's lost some of his humanness. He's not completely a spider. He's not completely a human. He's a spidery, human-y, spidery. And that's the idea that Eutyches put forward. That Jesus was a gaudy, manny, manny, gaudy, blended creature. Not completely God, lost some of his godness. Not completely man, lost some of his humanness. And that view, the Spider-Man view of Jesus, is a wrong view of Jesus. Thankfully, it is a wrong view of Jesus. The Spider-Man view of Jesus is that Jesus is a gaudy, manny, like Spider-Man was a spidery, manny, not completely human, not completely spider. But the Jesus view, the Spider-Man view of Jesus, he's not fully God or not fully man. He's a blended new mutant creature, this hybrid. Now, what is true about Jesus then? Let me show you something about 1 John chapter 2, verse 1. 1 John chapter 2, verse 1 says this. If anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father. Now notice what it says about Jesus here. Even Jesus Christ, the righteous one. Now notice this. Here's what this verse is. This is a very good verse. Notice what it says. Jesus Christ, that's his human name, right? Jesus Christ. The Son of God became a man and his name was Jesus. It's saying Jesus is also the righteous one. Do you see the verse? Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He's Jesus. He's completely human, but he's also the righteous one. He's completely God. That righteous one, that's an Old Testament phrase. That's a God phrase. The righteous God, the righteous one. He is both Jesus, man, and righteous God. Completely man, completely God. 100% God and 100% man. And notice this. Now, this is why it's important. He's not half man, half God. He's 100% man, 100% God. But notice this. If we sin, Jesus Christ, the righteous one, 100% God, 100% man. If anyone sins, Jesus is our advocate. He is our advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. Now, that means this. He, Jesus, 100% understands what it means to be a man. And he 100% understands what it means to be God because he is 100% man and 100% God. Jesus is 100 God, 100 man. He understands man's image, man's struggles, what man needs, what man wants, what man desires, and he understands what God needs, what God wants, what God desires. And what this text is saying is that Jesus Christ stands next to you as an advocate. That's what an advocate does. An advocate is on your side. He stands with you. But he also understands what God the Father requires. And so Jesus knows how to ask the Father for his blessing on you. Let me make this real simple. I'm going to try and simplify this. Here's what this means just on a day-to-day basis. Here's what we do, right? Let's say you have a pattern a particular sin that you're struggling with. And it keeps showing up. It's your online habits. It's the way you treat other people. It's the fact that you have already knocked multiple holes in the wall at home. It's that you have said things to your siblings that you can't take back, and they're so cruel. And you say it again and again, and you regret it, and you go back and you say, I'm sorry, right? So you have these patterns that you mess up with, and what you think is, I can never straighten this out with God. I've asked for Him to bless me and forgive me way too many times. I can never straighten out the mess that I've gotten this into. I don't even know the mess of my own heart. God is so confusing to me. I don't even understand God. I don't even understand me. Who's going to straighten all this out? I'm just giving up. I'm giving up on Christianity. I'm giving up on faith. And when we read that Jesus Christ is our advocate, what it means is you get to repent and then trust Jesus to straighten everything out. He understands your heart better than you know. He understands what God the Father requires and demands and needs better than we know. He understands God the Father because He is God. He understands man because He is man. Repent. Genuinely repent. Turn from your sins. Repent and say to the Lord, Lord, I'm sorry for what I've done. I don't like what I've done. Would you please straighten this out? Lord, I don't even understand my heart. I don't know how to even understand my motives and why I keep doing the things I do. I don't understand it. And I don't understand you, God. But Jesus understands you and He understands the Father. He is your advocate. He comes to your side. He speaks on your behalf. He speaks up for you and He understands. Let Him straighten everything out. Repent. That's what He says. Turn from your sin. Turn to me. Repent, and I will straighten it all out. All right. I'm going to give you guys a couple questions as you head off into small group. Here's the first one. So what do you think